Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk to our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the size of the heifer herd that you might be running on your current operation. You know, with the use of sex semen and better management practices that increase the survivability of our heifers, maybe we don't need to necessarily have every animal that calves drop a calf on the ground that's going to be destined for use in the dairy industry. So what am I talking about? Well, a lot of our producers have taken a look at the actual number of heifers they actually need to replace, realizing that with sex semen, they actually have an oversupply of heifers. One of the things that many producers are considering doing and actually doing on many farms is they're actually using a little bit of beef semen in the lower end of the herd. Those animals then, when they calve, those calves are very valuable in the beef industry. It doesn't really make any difference whether they're bulls or heifers when they drop. They're 50% beef and can be very important in the food supply around the United States and actually across the world. So, if you have a Holstein herd, Angus probably is the breed of choice for that cross. If you're running Jerseys, sometimes folks will choose Limousine. Again, it just gives us an animal that's very marketable in the beef industry, reduces the total supply of heifers that we have in our industry that might be used for dairy purposes, and it can reduce our production costs. Can you reduce the size of your heifer herd by 10%, 15%? Well, if you can, that's a significant savings, regardless of the size of your dairy farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.